bless you and thank you so much for the privilege of speaking to those who will hear the Word of God. Father, we come to you at this point thanking you for this privilege to be here. And we thank you that you have allowed us to know just who you are. There are those who are still in the dark, still do not know which end is up, or which way is to the left or to the right. But you have blessed us to know the truth about yourself, and we give you praise for it. Now, as we speak to this word today, we ask you, Lord, to bless it, sanctify it, so that anyone who hears it will be blessed as they hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I have a couple of passages of scripture that we want to share today. First one coming from the book of St. John, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. And that says this: A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to the other. And then I want to take you to another passage of scripture in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of that one body, being many or one body, so also is Christ. For one, by one Spirit are you all baptized into one body, whether you be Jews, or whether you be Gentiles, or whether you be bond or free, or have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now I'm going to skip over down to verse 25 and 26. Same chapter. Listen to that. That there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Now watch verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all of the members suffer, or whether one member is honored, all of the members are honored or rejoice with it. Now, got a strange little thought that the Lord has given me, and I'm going to call it brother, and then put a semicolon. And if you could see my chalkboard, that's the way I did this on this past Sunday. Brother, semicolon, where is your brother? Brother, where is your brother? Sister, where is your sister? Sister, where is your sister? Now, I used to preach for excitement, and I think you've heard me say this before. I used to preach for excitement. I love to see people get all tangled up and rejoice and jumping all over the place and shouting and yelling, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But those, some of those same people have been awfully ugly toward other people in the same body, in the same church, under the same pastor. You know, all of that. So I say then, people need to understand what it is that the word is saying. So there's a stigma that goes with the word in John, particularly John 13, where he says, now notice Jesus, when he had served the Lord's Supper. He got up from the table after everything was over, pulled off his robe, and then he put on a towel wrapped around him, and he got a bucket. Can I say bucket? I'm going to say bucket. I'm going to say foot tub, because that's way back on 80 years ago when I came along, 81 years ago. They had what they call foot tub. You got the big number three tub you take a bath in. Then you got one if you're only going to wash your feet. And they call that a foot tub. So he got up and got a foot tub. And he began to wash the disciples' feet. The Lord himself did this. And when he got through with this and got to Peter, Peter said, No, Lord, you cannot wash my feet. And the Lord said, if I don't wash your feet, then you have no part in me. And Peter said, well, with that in mind, won't you just wash my head and everything about it? And the Lord Jesus said, well, if you had a bath this morning, I don't need to do all that. But when what the Lord was really saying to us, I have demonstrated to you how to bring your brother from one level to another. Well, now, what are we talking about? Well, what I'm saying to you is this. If a brother or a sister, and remember when I say brother, I'm talking about sisters as well. When a brother or sister that is in need, if we really want to wash their feet, we're going to do our doggoneness to come close to them so that we can absolutely, without a question, wash their feet. How do you wash their feet? Is that by getting a tub of water? No. It's by finding out what they need, finding out if they need food, finding out if they're hurting. That's what the Lord Jesus wants us to do. So the question then comes, as I give it to you today, brother, where is your brother when he's in need? Well, sister, where is your sister when she's in need? So this new commandment, now, please understand that this is not the first time that love has been used by our Lord, but it's the first time that he demonstrated, got up from a table and got a tub of water and washed these guys' feet, because those big old dirty stinky feet was to symbolize the only way you can really wash my feet, or for me to wash your feet, is I'm going to have to get down on my knees. I don't know if you got that or not, and I don't want you to have to park your cars to do this, but I want you, if you're driving your car, to listen up. If you're at home, I want you to listen up. I want you to hear what we're saying. And that is that in order to do something, to wash a brother's feet, means you have to get down on your knees. Not the brother get on his knee, but you get on your knees to wash his feet. So the question then comes again, brother, where is your brother? So when a brother is in trouble, need you to come visit with him, I need you to give him some food, or need you to just to say a kind word, where are you when it comes to your brother? So let's take a quick look now at what is being said in the book of 1 Corinthians. Now notice what he said in verse 12, chapter 12, verse 12 in 1 Corinthians. For as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members have one body, being many are one body, so also is Christ. There's a whole bunch of members, and I'm sure that any church, and no matter how small it is, you got more than one member. Otherwise, you don't have a church. You got to have at least three or four of you. And there are many of you got many more members than that. But the bottom line is, all of you being many members, only has one body. And that's what the Lord is looking for, to recognize that there's only one body. Now, look at this. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body. Verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many. Now look at what he used in verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not a part of the body, is therefore not of the body. If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, am I not the body? If the whole body was an eye, where would the hearing be? Oh, you could go on with that for a long way. But ladies and gentlemen, believe me, that stigma that I mentioned to you, that this business of true love brings about, is this. That stigma tells a story. When any man who truly has love to his brother, not for his brother, but to his brother, the world then sees you as being different. And it has to, because the world is normally not that way. The world loves for what it can get back. And believe me, in many of our churches, there are people who love for what they can get back rather than what they can give. So, let's look at verse 25. Let's look at verse 25 and 26. Let's look at verse 25 and 26. Verse 25 says that there should be no schisms. Schisms in the body. But that the members should have the same care one for another. Ah, I never will forget it. When I first started pastoring in 1965, there was a Church of Christ not too far from our church on Hunter Street. So I'm a new pastor in town, and I want to get a chance to meet all the pastors. So I went to the Church of Christ, which was right down the street from us at that time, and eased in the door and sat down in the back. And the pastor apparently was teaching the class, and he says, hold on, we got somebody among us that don't belong here. And I kind of drew up a little bit, because I figured I'd interrupt it. And he says, can I help you, sir? And it was not very nice the way he said it. I said, yes, sir. I'm the new pastor right up the street from you. And I just wanted to get a chance to meet you and let you know that I'm up here and tell you that I need your help. And he said, sir, I don't know how I can help you. So, it was really cold. It was really frozen cold. I said, well, I would certainly like to be able to help you if there's anything I can do for you. And I was 31 years old at the time. And this guy must have been about 45, maybe, or something like that. And my little heart was kind of turned up behind that. No, my church was not Church of Christ, but we all belong to Christ. And what the Lord Jesus is saying is that it doesn't make any difference. If we're teaching Jesus, and the Church of Christ is teaching Jesus, Church of God in Christ is teaching Jesus, and so on. Any church that is teaching the Lord Jesus as one Lord, and that he gave his life for us, we ought to be sisters and brothers. And so that's how that went down. But I never quit. I kept on trying to make it work. Then look at what he says in verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer. Or whether one member is honored, all of the members rejoice with it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me see if we can try to summarize this and make sure that you who are tuned in with us recognize the fact that you and I are one, and it doesn't make any difference what church you're in. It doesn't make any difference if you're at Calvary Baptist Church down in Pacoima or whether you're in Livingstone Church up in the Antelope Valley or whether you're some other church over in Lancaster or Palmdale or Lake Los Angeles. You can go on and on. But if all of us are saved by the blood of Jesus, then we are all of one body. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to say to you today that there is no difference between the Jews or the Greek or anyone else who truly love Jesus. So let me sum it up this way. We had this one. One of my armor bearers has a son who has just finished his the bar and has become an attorney. And I forgot the name of the university, but it's a very prestigious university that he went to. And I mentioned it to the church, and the church went up in applause. Hundreds of people raised the ruckus because this armor bearer son had graduated from this prestigious school and has passed the bar and is now an attorney. Oh, my Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. And I'm looking for you all who are listening with me today. Don't forget there are many brothers and sisters who are in the need of just a word of encouragement. And so I ask you to not forget to speak to the Lord on behalf of those who are suffering. I want to tell you today that the body of Christ has to come together because the world has come up against us. You can't pray in public anymore. You cannot pray in the schools anymore. But you and I need to be able to recognize the fact that Jesus is our Lord. And we need to pray for each other and keep up the fact that our brother needs us, our sister needs us. Father, we come to you now, thanking you for the privilege to be here tonight. And I just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you keep us ever mindful that we must love like Jesus loved. We must absolutely not forget each other, because we are one. Bless, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, folks. This is the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus with Brother Melvin Slade, KRAJ 100.9 FM. And our ministry takes place every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California, and or Sun Village, if you'd like to call it Sun Village. So we're looking for you. If you're not a member of a church somewhere, come on by and be with us. But if you're a member of a church somewhere, go to church. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.